sunset. Yadevam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Bitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna When a new building is about to commence construction, according to our tradition, there is a groundbreaking ceremony. Breaking the ground, putting an antashesha. Having yajna. Anantashesha is the support of the residence or the temple or the office building, whatever it may be. And it is considered to be very auspicious. In this sense, the event today is certainly a very, very historical, groundbreaking ceremony. Although the ground was broken and the building was built probably 50 years ago. What is the age of this building? 50 years? But it is a groundbreaking ceremony in spirit. In 1987, we started Radha Gopinath Temple in a small room, about two-thirds the size of this room, the building next door, and gradually it expanded. But it was always the hope and the desire that our sincere, dedicated grihastas would buy these flats around the temple and we could actually have a really wonderful community of Vaishnavas. For several reasons. One is hopefully devotees won't complain about our kirtans and our festivals as much as the other neighbors. Hopefully. Second of all, it's the pollution of the atmosphere of having, you know, just very materialistic people surrounding the temple on all sides is not so pleasing. But most of all, actually to have a really, really wonderful devotee community surrounding the temple. It would just be so purifying and so wonderful in every sense. So we have had this thought, this hope, this dream since 1987. Now it is 2005. That's about 18 years. Yes? And Krishna Nam Prabhu and Amrita Nam Mataji and the illustrious Rishabh, they have actually broken the ice, broken the ground, and they are the first people, and this will go down in history, the first Vaishnavas of Radha Gopinath Temple to actually purchase and reside in one of these flats. It is groundbreaking, and therefore we're having yajna and celebrating, and Anantashesha on his own will go under this building, I'm sure. No need for any other formalities. It is a wonderful, wonderful offering. And of course, Krishna Nam Prabhu had a better flat in another place, and he was quite comfortable, was bigger, was not so costly. It was very beautifully designed and developed in aesthetics. But really, the reason they came here is specifically to increase their devotional service and knowing that we wanted devotees to be here. So their coming here is actually an act of surrender. It's a beautiful offering. And I not only offer my deepest gratitude to Krishna Nam Prabhu, Amrita Nam Mataji and Rishabh Prabhu, my gratitude and my congratulations for your good fortune. Right outside your window is the Brahmachari Ashram, and even my little room. So from time to time you can just throw some prasad out of your window to the Brahmacharis. They will be very happy. They will get their blessings. And it is my hope that more and more of our grihastas follow in the footsteps in this sense. It will be a beautiful experience to have so many families gathered around Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Now everyone has their little deities in the center of their homes. But in this complex, Radha Gopinath is personally the center, which is something very, very special. So it is a very, very happy day for myself today, and I'm sure for all the Brahmacharis, and especially for Sri Nachi Prabhu. He's the managing trustee. To have very pure-hearted, loving, dedicated devotees as his tenants, rather than people making legal cases against him. There's another legal case. Huh? What is the subject? What is the subject? Oh, yes, the sewage. Yeah, but that's to our favor. That means we have to do something. Everyone will benefit. Ultimately, everything is to our favor if we remember Krishna. So, Srinathji Prabhu, as managing trustee, it is very auspicious that you and your noble and dedicated wife, Maitali, is here, because this is the first flat in history purchased and being purchased by devotee. Devotee Residence. We've discussed it many times, haven't we? It's been our dream for 18 years. And the ground is broken. Huh? Yes, and as far as purification, before Krishna Nam and Amrita Nam and Rishabh even moved in, they had sannyasis like Chandramali Swami living here for 2 weeks. Vedavyas Priya Maharaj, Chandramali Maharaj, just making it into a holy place, putting their foot dust everywhere. It's a very holy place. Everything about this is completely auspicious. And it is our very, very sincere prayer that this wonderful family who have taken such immense responsibilities for Prabhupada's mission, Krishna Nam Prabhu is not only performing so much of the accounting in our temple, overseeing without even any charge, he's taking nothing. And Amrita Nam Mataji is helping with so much of the management of the ladies and the deity's kitchen and the dressing of the deities and so many other matters. Krishna Nam Prabhu is also the international overseeing accountant of the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. He's going to travel to all the BBT headquarters throughout the world and audit their accounts. So his family is taking very, very wonderful responsibility for Prabhupada's mission. Their counselors, doing a wonderful job as counselors, helping their counselees. And Rishabh, hopefully he will become an IIT student and then carry on the parampara of transforming people's hearts into devotees of Krishna at IIT. So it's a wonderful family, and we're so grateful that you are our most intimate neighbors. It's a wonderful offering. Thank you very, very much. And I will reiterate, if any of you have the means, please follow in their footsteps. Muralidhar Prabhu. You perform the yajna here? You've been performing so many yajnas for others. It's about time you did one for yourself. You deserve it. Any other prospects? Dwarkadish, Vaishnav Seva Prabhu also? Anyone else? That's a lot. You see what has happened. You have created a transcendental trend of enthusiasm. People have been thinking about it, but nobody took it seriously until somebody took the first step. So, Krishna Nam Prabhu, you are a pioneer in this regard. It's wonderful, very wonderful. This is one of the top most happiest ceremonies of sanctifying a person's house that I think we have ever been. Thank you very much. Our beloved, esteemed managing trustee, Srinathji Prabhu, he and his wife are responsible for actually everything that's happened here. The seed of the whole Radha Gopinath temple is that they came to help the children. And because they did it with such Krishna consciousness, Lakshmi Narayan gave them a position of authority, and gradually he had to go through many, many heroic battles to move the devotees in and to keep the devotees in, and all the expansions. It's been right there fighting. Radha Krishna Prabhu has also been here battling it out for so many years. So we would like to request Srinathri Prabhu to speak some words on this very, very holy occasion. Would you like microphone? Usually you don't require. We can...
So, Maharaj, you put me in a very interesting position that I just came here to participate in this function. But the fact of the matter is, Maharaj, the credit really goes to you. Of course, Prabhupada's vision and your implementation. These are the two important things. And your guidance. So much, my wife and I know this. You are always praising others, but never yourself. The fact of the matter is that it was you who stayed here first with great difficulties, with the rats and hostile tenants. Even there was hostility from our own so-called... They were not really brahmacharis, but something like brahmacharis. But some of them exactly. I remember we had a collection box, and promptly within a month whatever was collected was stolen by one brahmachari and he vanished in Pune. So there was no way we could collect the money. Do you remember, Maharaj? That was our first month's collection. We had no money, and whatever little money we had was stolen. Then we had a very nice diamond-like young boy who came in the form of Sri Govind Prabhu, who came and he was the real first good brahmachari we had. There were others, of course, who came and went. But you were very patiently training them. That was the main thing I thought, Maharaj, is so important. So important. And also the grahasthis like us. And you encouraged us to fight for the right of the ISKCON for our movement. And I think a whole Bhagavad Gita in a very miniature way took place here. I think it took place everywhere. I see here Janani Nivas Prabhu, who must have gone through hellish conditions in the beginning. Isn't it, Prabhuji? In Mayapur. You were attacked by so many rascals and thieves and murderers and Muslims and whatnot. I don't know what you were attacked with. But I'd heard so many stories, and they used to keep informing us. Of course, the epitome of all this is Russia. We are all so much inspired by what happened. Maharaj was telling me yesterday in the car, we were two together, that amount of difficulties everybody faced in Russia is unimaginable for us. We were not facing any real difficulty. The real difficulties the Russian devotees have faced. I mean, the whole government was, the whole force of a nuclear power was on them. And I believe they said once that the Russian government sent a secret circular that beware of four things. Am I correct, Maharaj? Beware of four things. Beware of Coca-Cola and the Americans. Is that right? Beware of his Hare Krishnas. Is that right? Then the third one was beware of rock and roll, American culture. And the fourth one, I forget. Oh, there were three. Okay. Of course. But Maharaj, with your sense of humor and your giving us so much protection and guidance, mainly dedication, we are sitting here. Otherwise, this was never possible. And now, you are quite right, Maharaj. We are keen that we follow in the footsteps of our elder brothers in Juhu and make the whole place sanctified. Because they have done it, so we should follow in their footsteps. So it was wonderful. And so I congratulate Krishnanam Prabhu and his wife, good wife. Hare Krishna. Rishabh. I forgot. I remember Rishabh when he was very, very tiny. And he was quite a studious boy, no? He has always been, no? Yeah, he's a very, very intelligent boy. Newspaper. Wonderful. So, this is how we are. All right, thank you very much.
I remember when Samodara was there, when Krishnam Prabhu was thinking about getting a flat here. And I just informed right in this corridor in our Brahmachari ashram when Maharaj came back from America. He was so ecstatic. He sat there only. He said, "Tell me everything. What's happening about this?" He was so happy to hear that Krishnam Prabhu is trying to get a flat here. Then in that same Sunday evening, Maharaj spoke to Krishnam Prabhu and Mataji about making this come true. So I'm very blissful to see this, that this family has moved here and they can keep a watchful eye on us, because the Grihasthas are supposed to be the parents for the Brahmacharis. And if the parents are not there to take care, then the Brahmacharis can become waivers. So we want more and more such devotees come around our temple and increase the devotional activity of Shri Radha Gopinan. I congratulate and thank Krishna Prabhu and his family for moving this place. Hari Bol.
Krishnanam Prabhu, how may we serve you at this time? Prasad. Everyone seems to be very eager to serve. Thank you very much. It's really, really wonderful. So happy. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srinithai Gaura Chandra ki jai. Shri Gopal ki jai. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Go Premanandi. Many people in Bombay can reach out their window and pick a kadamba flower from the Vrindavan forest. Special benediction. Hare Krishna. plus Krishna Nam and Amrita Nam do not have to worry about parking when they come to the temple? It's very wonderful. Thank you very, very much. All the ashram will try to increase your benefits day by day. Hare Krishna.